chapter 2, 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So the shepherds went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Last night, we gathered together for our candlelight Christmas Eve service. We lit candles to remember the light that shines in the darkness, our Savior, Messiah, born a baby in a manger, whose light brings hope, love, and joy in the midst of the darknesses in our lives. Today, this morning, we finish this birth story. Today, we get to see how Christ's light changes us, how it grows in us. And it's kind of funny, for my first Christmas Day service, getting to see the main characters of our story from Scripture are not Jesus, it's not even Mary and Joseph. The main characters today are the shepherds who have been living in the fields. Last night we read about how they were visited by an angel. These shepherds were told not to be afraid as they witnessed the glory of God, this bright light shining and talking to them. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." And after all of this, we get to finish the story today with these shepherds. These men were living in the fields. They did not have homes they regularly slept in. They slept next to their sheep, watching for danger. Last night we talked a little bit about the way those shepherds were divided from the town. They were separate, they were poor, they were dirty and uneducated. They were not the people anyone would expect to receive a visit from angels. And you really wouldn't think they were the kind of people whose claims of seeing angels would be listened to. The angel doesn't appear to a group of rabbis or landowners. The angel appears to these men. And really, we don't know much about them besides their profession. We don't know anything about them that makes them obviously righteous. We don't know if they follow the commandments. We don't even know if they actually believe in the God of Israel. We don't know if they have a strong faith or if they attended teachings. We just don't know. All we know is that because of their profession, they live in the fields with their flock. They are divided from society, and this visit from an angel is completely unexpected. Once their fears are comforted and the angel leaves, the shepherds decide to go check out what this angel was talking about. We don't know if they leave their sheep in the fields or find some other way to take care of them. We just know that they leave with haste to Bethlehem to see what has taken place. And these shepherds become unexpected preachers. Once they find Mary and Joseph, once they see this child lying in a manger, they share what the angel told them. They preach the good news that the angel shared. And after they shared all this, they return to their fields. Last night, when we began this birth story, we talked about the fear the shepherds had in front of the angel. There were all kinds of fears these shepherds might have had that first Christmas Eve, all kinds of questions that they were probably asking. What might it mean to see the glory of God right in front of them? Would they survive it? Would their lives be changed? Would their lives be changed? I think that they were. Because the news of Jesus, the Savior, changes us. For the shepherds, they could no longer just be shepherds. They were searchers. They were preachers. They were joyful. This experience has changed them. Knowing of Jesus has changed them. And something new is growing inside them. The first thing that grows in us with the news of Jesus, the Son of God, is curiosity. Just like the shepherds, we want to know more, we want to see more, we want to feel more. Who is this child born in a manger? What does it mean that he's the Savior? How exactly is this good news for me? I think Titus puts the good news beautifully in our reading today, not just because it's super Lutheran, but also because I think that it's the most true way I understand this good news. That it's not because of anything we do, not because of anything good we are or our own righteousness, but because of God's goodness and kindness, because of God's mercy, Jesus appeared in the world to save us. The second thing that grows in us with the news of Jesus, the Son of God who saves us, a proclamation. These shepherds, these new preachers, were sharing the good news of Jesus, sharing that this child would be the Savior for all people. And even though they were not the expected messengers, even though they were not obviously righteous or had done anything particularly good, these were the ones that shared that God had given the world a Savior. When we hear this good news, when we are reminded that God sent God's Son for us and for the world, a proclamation builds up inside of us. This good news starts growing and it is calling out to be shared with others. Sometimes we are the unexpected preachers of the word shared, like the shepherds telling those who would listen and be amazed that this child in the manger is the Messiah. Sometimes it's words like the words we read in Titus, words of salvation and grace. And sometimes the proclamation growing inside us is a message best given in actions by sharing love and mercy with those we meet. The third thing that grows inside us with this news of Jesus, the Son of God, who saves us and calls us to share love and mercy, the third thing is joy. The shepherds return from their curiosity, return from their proclamation, and they return in joy. When they returned to the fields, they were no longer quietly watching over their flocks. They were glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the third part of how the story of Jesus changes us, because even though we didn't earn it, even though we might be the last person anyone would expect, through God's loving kindness, through God's mercy, through God's grace, this child is the child who saves us, from the brokenness of our lives by experiencing that brokenness. The Son of God, the Savior, appears as fully divine and fully human in order to truly experience life, in order to heal us. The one who saves us from sin and suffering by experiencing that suffering. The Son of God, the Savior, is wrongfully accused, arrested, and tortured in order to truly experience sin and suffering, in order to spare us from it, to save us from death by experiencing his death on the cross. The Son of God, the Savior, takes on death and wins. He rises from the dead in order to raise us. This child in a manger will grow up to do so much for us and for the entire world. And so today, this Christmas morning, we sing, the Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. We sing songs of our Savior's birth. We sing and rejoice because to us is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord, whose light shines over us, for us, and through us. Let us be unexpected people responding to God's incredible gift in this baby born in a manger. Let our curiosity grow. Let our proclamation reach those we might meet in our lives. And let our joy be heard through the coastlands. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks be to God.